Well, Southeast Alaska has been very good to me. It's my chosen home. I am raising my family here. It has nourished me in so many ways. And by running for this House seat, I feel that I can give back to the community and to the region that I love. I have been approached by people who have wanted to see change, to have stronger, more effective representation in Juneau for our district. And they approached me saying, "You have the skills and the ability," and they humbled me by making that suggestion that I run. During that time, I was really looking at the effectiveness and some of the issues that are very important to me and my family and my communities. And those are things like Marine Highway Service, being able to be connected to the rest of the region so my kids can play basketball against folks from Wrangell or Petersburg. The other thing is that was very motivating was the recent corruption of Alaska politicians. It was very disheartening to me that some people who, in some ways, were longtime career politicians forgot their task of serving the people and really sold out to oil companies and forgot what they needed to do. And this was very disturbing to me. And I felt like, though no one from our region was directly implicated in that, and I don't mean to insinuate that by any means, but there are a large number of Republicans who are being caught up in this. And I think that a change to have Democratic representation will help balance things out a bit more. And I want to be a part of a change that that some of those values to try to pony on what our governor has done. She's really called for transparent and accountable government, and I believe in those things and what she's advocating for. And I would like to be someone who comes in as a fresh start and who will hit the ground running and work hard for the district.
It is possible the Democrats could potentially take the House, I believe. And if that happened, would you be willing, as someone in the majority, or if the Democrats were still in the minority, to join with moderate Republicans and be in a caucus, majority caucus like the one in the Senate, where you do sort of a bipartisan thing?
I would definitely be open to the idea of joining a caucus. I think it's very healthy. I think that most people, when they are sitting in their homes or in their own minds, don't think of themselves, "I am only a Democrat," or "I am only a Republican." Many of us, we vote on the issue. We think about what's important to us. We vote for a candidate based on their character. And I would be very willing to join with other people to advocate for what we need here in Southeast.
With the surplus revenue the state is getting this year, many people point out that the state is richer than it's ever been in terms of its surplus, in terms of the $40 billion plus or so in the permanent fund. Do you hold with the philosophy that's sort of prevail in the legislature right now of putting a lot of this, continuing to put a lot of money away, spending as little as the state can spend in order to keep government moving, cutting the size of government, etc. Or do you see some needs there that aren't being met, and that the state has an obligation to dip into some of that money, as opposed to saving it?
I think that really it comes down to having a good plan for Alaska. So certainly, saving money is of utmost importance, so we have a solid base for the future. But I think we can't forget to fund the specific infrastructure needs that haven't been addressed quite often. We have harbors that are in disrepair. We have airports that need capital projects. We have communities that are really suffering and really rely and need municipal revenue sharing. And I think that these are very important things for state government to fund, because that investment helps maintain healthy communities. And we do have a lot of deferred maintenance that is going to only cost more if we don't address it soon. And I think we have certain issues that we need to look at. Is it more cost-effective to put money into some programs that are going to save you in the long run. For example, with youth substance abuse, do you want to try to prevent that problem, come up with good programs that have to be sustainable, that are evidence-based, that have a proven track record? You can support those, then you can save the state money in the long run by not trying to deal with people who already have the problem, who are entering our penal system, and that expense. So sometimes you have to invest on the front end, and I believe it's worth the investment. But at the same time, I think we do have to be very fiscally conservative and really choose what we're going to invest in.